الله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، then to continue with شرح السنة of Imam Abu Muhammad al-Barbahari رحمه الله with the explanation of Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan hafizahullah. Then last time we had point number 49 from this book of creed and belief, point number 49, with regard to the fact that it is not permissible to shed the blood of a Muslim ever except in one of three cases. Shedding the blood of a Muslim is not permissible, forbidden, except in one of three cases. Firstly, if he leaves Islam, he becomes an apostate, he does something from those things which nullify a person's Islam. That's the first thing that renders his blood lawful to be shed by the authorities. Secondly, a life for a knife, a life for a life, and nafsu bin nafs, meaning a murderer is executed for the murder. And as Shaykh al-Fawzan, hafizahullah, said in his explanation, explaining the ayah, وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاصِ حَيَاتٌ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, the ayah from Surah Al-Baqarah, with the explanation that there is for you in the qisas, in the retaliatory punishment, in the execution of the murderer, there is life for you, O people of understanding. Shaykh al-Fawzan explained this and said, meaning, even though the murderer is executed, he loses his life. However, there is life for the rest of the society in doing so. Because executing the murderer leads to preservation of the rest of society, preservation of their lives, in two ways. Firstly, that when it is known that the punishment for murder is execution, if you murder, you will lose your life, then that will be a deterrent to any would-be murderer. And secondly, if a murderer murders someone, if it happens, the murder happens, the murderer is caught, and then he is executed in public. And that is a deterrent for all those who witness it, no doubt. And the Sheikh said, as for those who say that this contradicts human rights, killing the murderer contradicts his human rights. And the Sheikh quite rightly raised the point, what about the victim? Is the victim not a human? Does he not have human rights? No doubt. And no doubt that's given precedence. The murderer is killed with no right at all. So then he has no claim that human rights, he can't be executed. No. What about the victim then? What about his rights? And the third case where the blood of the Muslim becomes lawful to shed is a man who has been married. He either is married or has been previously married in a lawful marriage, correct marriage, and then he commits fornication, commits zina. Then as a punishment, he is stoned to death. Then Sheikh al-Fawzan, he went on to mention some points with regard to the first punishment, the punishment of the apostate, the one who leaves Islam, does that which nullifies a person's Islam. Then he said, contrary to those people these days, these modernists who deny it, it is something confirmed in Islamic law, of course, confirmed in the authentic ahadith, such as the hadith of Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man baddala deenahu faqtuluhu. Whoever changes his religion, then kill him. Whoever changes his religion, then execute him. And likewise, the longer hadith with the ending, with regard to those three whose blood can be shed, and the one who abandons his religion, the one who departs from the Jama'ah, the united body of Muslims upon the truth. And the Sheikh says, as for those who oppose this matter, oppose the execution of the apostate, and claim that it runs contrary to the ayah, La ikraha fid deen, the ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah, with the explanation, there is to be no compulsion upon the religion, no compelling people upon entering into religion. And the Sheikh said, this is not the case at all. This ayah cannot be used to oppose the punishment for the apostate. Since this is not punishing the apostate, the one who deliberately leaves Islam, this is not a case of forcing anyone upon religion against their will. Rather, it is a case of someone who has entered into the religion by choice, has entered into Islam by his own free choice, and then he rejects it, knowing that it's the truth, and then he rejects it. So no doubt, his punishment is execution. And that is not to force him upon the religion. Rather, it's there to prevent people playing around with the religion. And it's a defense for the religion. So the Sheikh mentioned, in summary, that the Muslims, their blood will never become lawful, except in one of these three cases. And also, there are other cases where the people are not directly executed, however, their blood may end up being shed when there is an attempt, those who come out and attack the Muslims. Muslims who attack other Muslims, attack them in their houses, use weapons and force against them. Those who, like brigands and highway robbers, those within the state who damage the security within the state and go around robbing people and highway robbery and armed robbery and the like. And those people, their evil is stopped and put a stop to. And if it cannot be put a stop to except by killing them, then they're killed. It's not sought that they're directly killed and executed. If their evil cannot be stopped except by killing them, then they are killed. Then the Imam al-Barbahari, rahimahullah, he continued, and what occurs here as point number 50, page 304. وكل شيء مما أوجب الله عليه الفناء يفنى إلا الجنة والنار والعرش والكرسي والثور والقلم واللوحة ليس يفنى شيء من هذا أبدا ثم يبعث الله الخلق على ما أماتهم عليه يوم القيامة ويحاسبهم بما شاء فريق في الجنة وفريق في السعير ويقول لسائر الخلق ممن لم يخلق للبقاء كونوا ترابا. He said, rahimahullah, and everything that Allah has decreed should pass away, will pass away. But not paradise, the fire, the throne, the arsh, the footstool, the kursi, the horn, al-thur, the pen, al-qalam, and the inscribed tablet, al-lawh. Nothing of these will ever pass away. Then Allah will resurrect the creation upon what He caused them to die upon, on the day of resurrection, and He will bring them to account as He wishes. A group will be in paradise, and a group will be in the blazing fire. And He will say to the rest of the creation, those who are not created to persist, be dust. Sheikh Fawzan, hafizahullah, he said in explanation, he said, his saying, وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ مِمَّا أَوْجَبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْفَنَاءَ يَفْنَى. And everything that Allah has decreed, everything that Allah has made it binding for, that it will pass away. Then it will pass away. He said, He, the Majestic and Most High, said, كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Surah Al-Rahman, the 55th Surah, Ayahs 26 to 27. With the explanation, everyone upon the earth will perish. Everyone upon the earth will pass away, will perish. But the face of your Lord, full of majesty and honor, will remain. Sheikh Al-Fawzan said, all of the creation will pass away, and nothing will remain except Allah, the Perfect and Most High. And in his saying, He the Perfect, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ, Surah Ali Imran, the third surah, ayah 185. In the same point it goes there, in that ayah, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Surah Ali Imran, ayah 185, with the explanation, every soul shall taste death. He said, and he's saying, He the Perfect and Most High, وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ. Surah Az-Zumar, the 39th surah, ayah 68, with the explanation, and the horn will be blown, and all who are in the heavens and the earth will fall down dead, except whomever Allah wishes. The Sheikh said, the meaning of إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ, the explanation, except whomever Allah wishes. He said, they said, means some of the people of knowledge, they said, its meaning is the angels, or the wide-eyed huris, the hur, in paradise. I mean, who are the ones mentioned in this exception? That everyone in the heavens and the earth will fall down dead when the horn is blown. Everyone in the heavens and the earth will fall down dead. إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ. An explanation, except whomever Allah wishes. So, that exception there, who is accepted from that? He said, they said, it means the angels or the hur, the wide-eyed huri, women in paradise. And Allah knows best. And in other words, there's some disagreement about who that refers to, who the exception is. The Sheikh mentioned, some of them say, it means the angels and the wide-eyed huris in paradise, and Allah knows best. In the footnote, they mention this saying here, that it refers to angels or the wide-eyed huris. This was mentioned, they say in the footnote, by Al-Baghawi in his tafsir from Ad-Dahhak, rahimahullah. And Ad-Dahhak, there's a side point there, Ad-Dahhak, the famous mufassir of the Quran, Ad-Dahhak ibn Muzahim al-Hilali al-Khurasani, who died in the year 105. And he is a famous mufassir who heard from a group of the tabi'een. And that narration in Al-Baghawi mentions that he said, referring to the ones who are accepted, that he said they are Ridwan and Al-Hur, the wide-eyed Huris, and Malik and Az-Zabani. Then back to what Sheikh Al-Fawzan said, he said, I mentioned that saying, he said, so the whole of the creation will die, and then they will be resurrected on the day of resurrection. ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ لَمَيِّتُونَ ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ تُبْعَثُونَ. Surah Al-Mu'minun, the 23rd surah, ayahs 15 to 16, with the explanation, then after that you shall die. Then on the day of resurrection you will be raised up. You'll be raised up to life. The Sheikh said, so the Muslim should remember death, and he should prepare for it with righteous deeds, and he should ask Allah for a good conclusion, for husn al-khatima, for a good conclusion, that his life ends upon with a good conclusion. And he should repent from evil deeds. And this is the benefit of remembering death. When you remember death, or rather when he remembers death, then he should prepare for it. He should make preparation for it. And therefore he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, تَذَكَّرُوا هَذِمَ اللَّذَّاتِ الْمَوْتِ فَإِنَّكُمْ لَا تَذْكُرُونَهُ فِي كَثِيرٍ إِلَّا قَلَّلَهُ وَلَا فِي قَلِيلٍ إِلَّا كَثَّرَهُ. The saying of Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remember the cutter off of pleasures, death. And it mentions a continuation there. For you will not remember it over a large amount, except that it will render it small, nor over a small amount, except that it will increase it. In a footnote, they mention this hadith, particularly the first part of the hadith, تَذَكَّرُوا هَذِمَ اللَّذَّاتِ الْمَوْتِ, remember the cutter off of pleasures, death. is reported by Imam Ahmad and at Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah and at Nasa'i and Ibn Hibban in his Sahih from a hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. And this hadith, up to that wording there, was declared Hassan Sahih, good, authentic by Shaykh al-Albani with that wording, this is the beginning, initial wording there. Tadhakkaru hadhi man ladhat al-maut. Remember that which cuts off pleasures, death. And as for the full wording, for you will not mention it over or remember it over a large amount except it will render it small, nor over a small amount except it will render it a great deal, then Al-Bayhaqi reports that wording in his Shu'ab al-Iman as a hadith of Ibn Umar radiallahu anhumah. And Shaykh al-Bani declared that particular narration weak in Da'if al-Jami. Wallahu a'lam. Then Shaykh Fawzan said, so it is not befitting that the Muslim should be inattentive to death. Rather, he should remember death always at all times, and he should prepare for it. He said, and he should have iman, he should truly believe in the resurrection, the day when mankind will rise from their graves, standing up for the Lord of the whole of creation. ثُمَّ نُفِخَ فِيهِ أُخْرَى فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْظُرُونَ Surah Az-Zumar, the 39th Surah, Ayah 68. With the explanation, then the horn will be blown again, and they will be standing looking on. The Shaykh said, the souls will be restored to them. After the bodies have been resurrected from the graves, and then they will be led to the gathering place, to the mahshar, to the end of what they encounter in the hereafter, from great hazards that they will have to pass through, until they settle after that, either in paradise or either in the fire. For indeed, paradise and the fire are the two abodes of permanent residence. Shaykh Fawzan said, he's saying, إِلَّا الْجَنَّةُ وَالنَّارُ وَالْأَرْشَ وَالْكُرْسِيَّةِ Everything will pass away, except, everything that was written to pass away will pass away, but not paradise, not the fire, and not the arsh, not the throne, and not the kursi, not the footstool. The Shaykh said, for they will not pass away. Those two, referring to the first two there, paradise and the fire, they will not pass away, and they will not cease to exist. Allah created them to persist. And as for the heavens and the earth, then they will be changed. The heavens will split apart, and the earth will split open, and this universe will change. يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ Surah Ibrahim, the 14th Surah, Ayah 48, with the explanation, on the day when the earth is changed to other than the earth, and the heavens, and they will appear, they will appear before Allah, the One, the Irresistible Subduer. Then the Shaykh said, as for the Arsh, the throne, then it will not change. And paradise and the fire will not pass away and will not change. He said, wal kursi, and the footstool. He said, it is below the Arsh. The footstool, al kursi, is below the Arsh, is below the throne. And the Arsh, the throne, is bigger than it. And the kursi, the footstool, is wider than the heavens and the earth. And the arsh, the throne, is wider than the footstool. He said, he's saying, wasur, and the horn. He said, the sur, it is the qarn, it is the horn. The sur is a horn, which is the horn which is with the angel Israfil. It will be blown along with the souls in it, and the souls will fly back into their bodies and come to life with the permission of Allah. ثُمَّ نُفِخَ فِيهِ أُخْرَى فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْظُرُونَ. Same ayah, Surah Az-Zumar, 39th Surah, ayah 68, with the explanation, then it will be blown another time, and they will be standing up, looking. He said, he's saying, وَالْقَلَمَ وَاللَّوْحَ, and the pen, and the tablet, the preserved tablet. Sheikh said, اللَّوْحُ الْمَحْفُوظُ, the preserved tablet, and the pen with which Allah wrote the decreed measures. I mean, the decreed measures of how everything would be. He said, he's saying, لَيْسَ يَفْنَى شَيْءٌ مِّنْ هَذَا أَبَدًا. Nothing from this will ever pass away. Sheikh said, these things which Allah created to persist, the throne and the footstool, and the preserved tablet, and the pen, and paradise, and the fire, and the souls, which were created, then they will not pass away. They bring a footnote here with regard to when it mentions Al-Kursi, the footstool. They say Ibn Abi Hatim reported in his tafsir from Muqatil that he said in explanation of his saying he the Most High, كل نفس rather كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه. Surah Al-Qasas, the 28th Surah, ayah 88, with the explanation, everything will perish except for Allah's face. That Muqatil said with regard to this ayah, meaning all the living things in particular. Everything will perish, meaning all the living things in particular, from the inhabitants of the heavens and the angels and whoever is upon the earth, and all animals, all living things. And then the heavens and the earth will be destroyed after that. And paradise and the fire will not be destroyed, and whatever is within them. Nor the throne, nor the footstool. The end of the quote. Then Sheikh Fawzan said, he's saying, ثُمَّ يَبْعَثُ اللَّهُ الْخَلْقَ عَلَى مَا أَمَاتَهُمْ عَلَيْهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Then Allah will resurrect the creation upon what He caused them to die upon the day of resurrection. He said, meaning, upon what He caused them to die. He'll resurrect them upon what He caused them to die upon, with regard to disbelief or true faith, Iman. Everyone will be resurrected upon his deeds, I mean upon the deeds that he did. And having Iman, having true faith in the resurrection, is one of the pillars, it's one of the six pillars of Iman, of true faith. And having Iman, having true faith in the last day, occurs joined along with Iman in Allah in many ayahs. Many ayahs, along with mention of having Iman, true faith in Allah, is mentioned having true faith in the hereafter. Then the Shaykh said, Wal-Ba'ath, and the Al-Ba'ath, the raising, the resurrection, it is restoring mankind to life after their death in the world of the hereafter. So they live in this world for the purpose of action. Then they will die and they will be buried in the earth, and they will remain in it for as long as Allah wishes, in the place of waiting, and that is Darul Barzakh, place of separation, the period separating this world and the hereafter. Then they will be resurrected from these graves and they will arise from them alive, just as they used to be. Nothing from their deeds will be lost. Or rather, he said, nothing from their creation will be lost. In their created forms, nothing of it, their bodies, nothing will be lost from it. Then the souls will be restored to their bodies. Then they will be led to the mahshar, to the gathering place, for the recompensing, for their deeds, which they did in the world, whether good or bad. وَلَا تُجْزَوْنَ إِلَّا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ Surah Yasin, the 36th Surah, Ayah 54, with the explanation, and you will not be recompensed except for what you did. Sheikh Farzan said, so no one will be rewarded with good, or no one will be rewarded for good that was done by somebody else, or punished for the action of someone else. وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزَرَ أُخْرَى Surah Al-An'am, the 6th Surah, Ayah 164, with the explanation, and no bearer of burdens shall bear the burden of sins committed by someone else. Sheikh Farzan said, everyone will be recompensed in accordance with his own deeds, whether good or bad. And this is justice from Allah, the Perfect and Most High. He will not leave them without any recompensing. When they had wearied themselves in this life in performing deeds and worship, if they were righteous ones, or wearied themselves and Allah's refuge is sought with disbelief and shirk and sin and causing corruption upon the earth, if they were disbelievers, He will not leave them without a recompensing. This is justice from Allah, the Mighty and Majestic. This is justice from Allah, the Majestic and Most High. So this is the meaning of his saying here, that everyone will be recompensed in accordance with his deeds. And since this is the case, then it is obligatory upon the servant to look to his deeds whilst he is still alive. So whatever is good, then he should equip himself with that. And whatever is evil, then he should repent to Allah from it and free himself from it, as long as that is possible. He the Most High said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ Surah Al-Hashr, the 59th Surah, Ayah 18, with the explanation, O you who believe, fear and be dutiful to Allah, and let each soul look at what it has put forward for tomorrow, what deeds it has put forward for tomorrow. The Shaykh said, take account of yourself in this world before the reckoning. Take account of yourself for your deeds and examine them and rectify whatever is corrupt from them, and add to whatever is good from them, and awaken from heedlessness. This is what is required from the person of intellect. And therefore he, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said, Al-kayyisu man dana nafsahu wa amila lima ba'da al-maut, wal-ajizu man atba'a nafsahu hawaha wa tamanna ala Allahi al-amani. The Shaykh quoted the hadith there and said, explained it word by word, Al-Kayyis, the wise one. The Shaykh said, meaning Al-Aqil, the prudent one, the person of intelligence, is the person, man dana nafsahu, literally man, whoever subdues himself. The Shaykh said, meaning he takes account of it, takes account of himself. Wa amila lima ba'da al-maut, and acts for that which comes after death. Sheikh said, this is the astute person, the aqil. Wal ajizu man atba'a nafsahu hawaha, An incapable person is the one who allows himself to just follow his desires. Sheikh said, in this world. وَتَمَنَّى عَلَى اللَّهِ الْأَمَانِي And just has vain hopes in Allah. In the footnote, they mentioned, this is reported by Imam Ahmad in his Musnad, and At-Tirmidhi, and Ibn Majah, and Al-Hakim, and Al-Baghawi in Sharh Sunnah, and others, from a hadith of Shaddad ibn Aus, radiallahu anhu. And it was declared authentic by Al-Hakim, and declared Hassan good by At-Tirmidhi, and by Al-Baghawi. And as a side point, as for Sheikh Al-Bani, then he declared this narration da'if, weak, in his checking of Mishkat, and in Al-Da'ifa, hadith 5319, because of the weakness of its narrator, Abu Bakr ibn Abi Maryam al-Ghassani. Wallahu a'lam. And as a side point also, there's a famous narration from Umar radiallahu anhu with a similar meaning. Hasibu anfusakum qabla an tuhasabu, to the end of what is reported. Imam Ahmad reports it in his book Az-Zuhd as a saying of Umar radiallahu anhu. Wallahu a'lam. That take account of yourselves before you are taken account of. Wallahu a'lam. Anyway, Shaykh al-Fawzan continued, Hafizullah, with regard to the last phrase of the narration, that the incapable person is one who just allows himself to follow his desires and then has vain hopes in Allah, just puts his vain hopes in Allah. The Shaykh said, he wants paradise and he wants salvation, but he doesn't do anything. So this person is incapable, and Allah's refuge is sought. Ameen. He said, with blameworthy incapacity. And it is not physical inability, which means that he is actually not able to do, or he does not have the ability to perform deeds. This one would not be taken to account. La yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wus'aha. Surah Al-Baqarah, 2nd Surah, Ayah 286. With the explanation, Allah does not burden a soul except with what it is able to do. The Shaykh said, however, this one, describing the one mentioned here in the narration, the ajiz, the truly incapable person, that this one, he has ability, and he is able to act, but his inability is the inability that is due to laziness, and due to not caring. This is the one who is truly incapable. And yet, along with this, he has vain hopes that in the hereafter he will be from the people of paradise without any deed, without any action. It is not possible that this one will be from the people of paradise without any deeds. And the Shaykh said, he's saying, وَيُحَاسِبُهُمْ بِمَا شَاءَ فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ And he will take account of them as he wishes. There will be a group in paradise and a group in the blazing fire. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, he will take account of them for their deeds, he the perfect and most high. And al-hisab, the accounting or the reckoning, it is al-munaqasha, interrogation regarding the deeds. Interrogation or examination regarding deeds. Sheikh said, so the people will be in different categories. With regard to reckoning, the people will be in different categories. And he mentions four categories of the people with regard to the reckoning in the hereafter. He said, from the believers, there will be those who will receive no reckoning. So this person, he will enter paradise without any reckoning and any punishment. May Allah make us from. And secondly, the Shaykh said, and from them, I mean from the believers, there will be those who will be given a light reckoning, an easy reckoning. And that is just presentation of records. And from them are those who will be interrogated in the reckoning. And من نوقش الحساب عذب. I quoted a hadith that whoever is interrogated, whoever is closely examined regarding his record, will be punished. He is going to be punished then. In a footnote they mentioned this hadith is reported by Al-Bukhari in his Sahih, and it should be the reference hadith 6537, and reported by Muslim in his Sahih, hadith 2876, from a hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, and Allah's refuge is sought. And then the Sheikh said, mentioned the fourth and last category, and the kafir, and the disbeliever, will not be reckoned with a reckoning involving weighing of deeds. And because he will have no deeds left, he will have no good deeds to weigh. So the kafir, the disbeliever, he will not be reckoned with a reckoning involving weighing deeds. Rather, he will only be reckoned with a reckoning that involves confessing, that he will be shown his deeds and his disbelief and his shirk for him to confess it, and he will not be able to deny anything at all. Then he will be sent to the fire. فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ. There will be a group, a party in the paradise, and a group in the blazing fire. Sheikh Fawzan said, this is derived from the ayah. وَتُنْذِرَ يَوْمَ الْجَمْعِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ. Surah Ash-Shura, 42nd Surah, Ayah 7, with the explanation, and warn them of the day of the gathering, about which there is no doubt. There will be a group in paradise and a group in the blazing fire. فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Explanation, a group there will be in paradise. The Sheikh said, and they are the people of Iman, they are the people of true faith. وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ, meaning, with the meaning, and there will be a group in the blazing fire. The Sheikh said, and they are the people of disbelief and transgression. He said, he's saying, وَيَقُولُ لِسَائِرِ الْخَلْقِ مِمَّنْ لَمْ يَخْلُقْ لِلْبَقَاءِ كُونُوا تُرَابًا. And he will say to the rest of the creation, from those who are not created to persist, be dust. Sheikh Fawzan said, Allah will raise up the creation on the day of resurrection, the humans and the animals and the birds. وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا طَائِرٍ يَطِيرُ بِجَنَاحَيْهِ إِلَّا أُمَمٌ أَمْثَالُكُمْ. مَا فَرَّطْنَا فِي الْكِتَابِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ ثُمَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يُحْشَرُونَ. Surah Al-An'am, the 6th Surah, Ayah 38, with the explanation, and there is not a creature upon the earth, nor any bird, which flies with its two wings, except that they are communities like you. We have not neglected anything from the book. Then they will be gathered to their Lord. Sheikh Fawzan said, and he, the Most High, said, وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ فُشِرَتْ. Surah Al-Takwir, the 81st Surah, Ayah 5, with the explanation, and when the wild beasts are gathered. Sheikh said, the created beings will be gathered on the day of resurrection, in order to establish justice between them, to such an extent that revenge will be taken from some for others. I mean, even the creatures, revenge will be taken from some for others. The animals, revenge will be taken from some in favor of others, to the extent that revenge will be taken for the hornless ram from the ram, male sheep with horns. And the male sheep with horns prodded the hornless sheep, revenge will be taken for him on the day of resurrection. The Sheikh said, as occurs in the authentic hadith, in a footnote they mentioned, reported by Muslim in his Sahih, hadith 2582 from Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. Then the Sheikh said, And then, when vengeance has been taken from some for others, Allah, the Majestic and Most High, will say to them, Kuni turaba, kuni turaba, be dust, turn into dust, become dust. Sheikh said, because they were not raised up to persist in the hereafter. They were not raised up to remain and persist in the hereafter. Rather, they were only raised up for recompensing only. And this is from the justice of Allah, the Majestic and Most High. Then, at that point, then the disbeliever will say, Ya laytani kuntu turaba. Surah An-Naba, the 78th surah, 40. And when the animals, justice has been established between them, and then they are commanded, and they turn to dust. That's when the disbeliever who sees that, he will say, Ya laytani kuntu turaba. Would that I could be dust. Sheikh said, when it will be said to the animals, be dust, the disbeliever will vainly wish that he could be like them. Alhamdulillah, wa sallallahu ala Muhammad. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.